For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The James and Wanda Lee Vaughn Endowed Professor of History at Arkansas State University, Dr. Charisse Jones Branch, has been named Graduate School Dean at A-State. The move reestablishes the position of Dean and the Graduate School at Arkansas State University. Incoming Dean Jones Branch and the Graduate School will be located on the sixth floor of the Dean B. Ellis Library. And in this interview, I congratulated Dr. Branch on the honor. First of all, congratulations on being named the Graduate Dean at Arkansas State University. Your thoughts on this?
I'm excited. I'm just beyond excited at the opportunity and the kinds of things that we can do as we reconstitute the graduate school, and particularly all the things that we can do to help our students have the most robust and positive graduate experience possible at Arkansas State University.
Before we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. I'm a native of Charleston, South Carolina. I have been at Arkansas State University for 17 years, and I'm a historian. I write rural and agricultural history, which is just a field I happen to stumble into, and I don't understand why I wasn't doing it before, because it's fascinating stuff. And so all of my research lately has been on rural Black women's activism in Arkansas. And in fact, I have a book forthcoming on Black women's activism in Arkansas between 1913 and 1965. So I'm very excited about that. So yeah, lots of rich history in this state that just hasn't even been touched. And I've been having a fabulous time doing that work.
What brought you to Arkansas State?
Well, I'll tell you, this is actually my first job out of graduate school. I went to graduate school at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University.
Right.
And I came here, and the story I always tell people is my plan was to stay for 2 years.
And here you still are.
17 years ago, but it's just worked out wonderfully well. It's been a really good experience. I've had a very good time working for Arkansas State University. So this is the right fit for me. This is where I was supposed to be.
Fantastic. And I know you said that going back to your research, you've really, really kind of diving into an area that you say has not even been touched yet.
No.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of it is because people assume that when you're talking about African Americans in rural spaces, that they've just only ever been enslaved people, or more recently, sharecroppers, which is true. But the story is more complicated and nuanced than that. And so the stories that I tell are about rural Black women who may have been sharecroppers during the day, but they're club leaders and community activists in the evenings and on the weekends. And not every Black person who lives in a rural space is by definition an agricultural laborer. Some of these people are well-educated. Some of these people are middle class. But what they all have in common is their commitment to making life better for Black people and really all people who live in rural spaces.
Right. And so that's one of the things that's important for the history to be told, especially
right.
for young generations that are coming up.
Right, right. And also because people really don't know Arkansas history as well as they should. It's a fabulous history, and great things have happened here, but people have also left here and done great things, and we tend not to know about that.
Now, I know that a lot of graduate work goes into research, specifically maybe in areas that you're talking about
yes,
here.
Yes.
And graduate students face a lot of challenges when they're trying to dive deep into some of these areas that you're talking about,
right,
or any
right.
other, whatever their specific area
whatever
is.
Whatever area they're in, yes.
What are some of those challenges that they face specifically? And I know you've worked with a lot of graduate students.
I have. One of the biggest challenges is really figuring out what you want to write about, what you want to talk about, what you want to research. And I think this goes across fields. And then locating the resources and then accessing the resources, which fortunately is becoming less of a problem because so many things have been digitized. So, I mean, I think that's really very important. I tell students that things that were available to me 17, almost 20 years ago now, I either had to travel to them or I had to get them via interlibrary loan. Some of those same things, almost 20 years later, are now available in databases.
Can that be a blessing but also a curse because you're not going to those areas?
I think so. I think yes. It's you need to have feet on the ground.
Right.
But then that could also be cost prohibitive. So, for example, if there are documents that you need to access that are in Washington, D.C., and you can't get there, if they're available on a free database, you can pull those things, you can download those things, but you don't necessarily have to have the resource, the funds to do it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So tell us about with the new graduate school, I guess that's coming, it's being reconstituted back in Arkansas mm-hmm. State. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to help those graduate students that, mm-hmm. that have all of these challenges sometimes?
Well, there'll be a centralized location, right? There'll be a centralized location mm-hmm. Where I can work with graduate programs from across the university. I can meet with graduate students. There's a place where they can go where they know that there are people there who will advocate for them. And they also have those in their departments, right? But there's a central location where they can come and talk about graduate school concerns, get a better understanding of what graduate programs are available, get a sense of the funding that might be available for graduate students. And I think it's also an opportunity to do things like have graduate students learn how to apply for fellowships and learn how to apply for grants, because I'll be right next to the ORTT office. And so I don't see, and I've said this to many people, I don't see any reason why our students can't apply for, NEH fellowships, Mellon fellowships, if they're working on dissertations and things like that.
And so tell us about being the dean. What are kind of your first steps by way of getting the start? Because you start in July, is that correct?
I'm starting July 1. That's the official start date. A big part of what I'm going to be doing is information gathering and doing a lot of talking, specifically to graduate students. I'm very interested in what their concerns are. And I've just even talked to the president and the vice president of the Graduate Student Council, and I want to know, what do you need? What do you see as some of the problems? But I also want to know what you have done and what you've accomplished in the absence of a graduate school. So talking to them is going to be very important. Talking to the graduate programs around campus is going to be very important, because I'm a historian. I don't know what's going on in engineering or in other places on campus, but it is important for me to know that.
And so will you have a chance to, like, for example, for research, we have a chance to be able to talk with Dr. Tom Risch and maybe others.
Absolutely,
and be able
yes.
to kind of working with
yes,
them all together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in talking with these folks, also discussing cross-disciplinary opportunities. Right. Because, we shouldn't be existing in silos. These disciplines need to be talking to each other. I think the educational experience is that much more robust when graduate students know that you can be in this department, but then you can also take a course that's cross-listed or that someone's offering in another department. You don't know if those opportunities aren't available.
Right. And so have you had the opportunity, or will you have the opportunity maybe to also, as you're doing your conversations and talks, maybe kind of go to other universities and see kind of how they're doing graduate schools, maybe?
Sure. Actually, one of the things that I'm doing tomorrow is I'm going to the Conference of Southern Graduate Schools in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm going to their annual meeting. And so I've already been contacted by graduate school deans from across the state of Arkansas, and I'll be meeting graduate deans from other Southern institutions. So, yes, definitely talking to them. I will be, as a matter of fact, doing a Zoom conversation with the graduate school dean at the University of Arkansas in about a week. So they have already reached out to me and have just told me that, whatever you need, we're happy to help you. And so it's really been great. I don't feel like I've just been that I'm just going to be out there trying to figure this out on my own. I'll have more than enough help, I think.
So it's good to be able to know you're having that kind of a positive reception from all over.
Right.
But also you've had that same thing here at Arkansas State, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I, in fact, have been overwhelmed by, campus. I'm not surprised, but I'm overwhelmed by the volume of support that I've gotten on campus. People really do want us to have this graduate school. They want us to have it back. It's a very good thing for Arkansas State to have a graduate school. And so I'm excited about doing the work to make that happen.
So what would you like to see from the graduate school maybe in the first year or something like that? If you could look forward, what do you think?
Oh, man. I think let's stick to the first 6 months.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the first 6 months, we just want to, I, along with all the allies that I have on campus and really in other places, just want to really think about the best practices for a graduate school. One of the things I think would be great if we could develop a handbook. One of the things that I've talked about in the past is that Harvard University has a handbook that they give graduate students when they get to campus. I think something like that would be great for our students so that they have an understanding of what's going to be expected of them. And I do get that it will vary from program to program, but just something very basic to let them know what resources are available, what the graduate school is there to do for them, and you know, all the folks they can communicate with if they have questions and concerns.
Anything else that you would like to add about this, please?
I just want to say how deeply appreciative I am that the chancellor and the provost and the university has enough confidence in me to do this. I'm very humbled by the appointment and the opportunity. And as I've been telling everybody, my sole objective, well, one of my sole objectives is to first and foremost help our graduate students be the best graduate students and to have the best experience that they can. But secondly, to represent Arkansas State University well.
And this central office will be able to help with where it's kind of like a one place where I guess people can send students, because, you know, being a graduate student, I remember going through my graduate program. Mm. It's scary.
It's scary.
It's scary.
And I remember, I'm not so far removed from the experience that I have forgotten. I know very well what it's like to leave the low country of South Carolina to go to Columbus, Ohio, which, as far as I'm concerned, back then might as well have been another planet.
Right.
So, yeah. And so I think that needs to happen as well, where you can have very honest conversations with students about the process of getting into and going through graduate school. And again, to let them know that you are there to advocate for them.
Yeah. And it could be everything from, especially if you have, like myself, non-traditional students.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are coming back, you know, to school.
Right.
And they've been out of school for a while.
Right.
And
right.
So the writing is so much different. Everything is so much different.
Mm-hmm. And also letting students know, and I think this is critical, and it has been in my experience in dealing with graduate students, is letting them know that they can do this, that they can do this, and that if they are in an area and there's a doctorate that this area doesn't have and they want to go on to another institution, you are well qualified to do that. Our faculty is well qualified to prepare you, and by the time you're ready to do that, you'll be ready to fly.
Graduate School Dean at Arkansas State University's Dr. Sharice Jones Branch. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.